producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Bad news is Kobe Bryant is retiring because he is one of the greatest players in the history of the NBA, certainly one of the greatest Lakers ever, which is saying something because there's been some pretty great Lakers over the years between Magic and Worthy and Shaq and Wilt Chamberlain. The good news is he's retiring because the Lakers have been a prisoner of Kobe's contract and basically Kobe's personality for a number of years. And, you know, now that the king is dead and long live the king, he'll be celebrated and rightly so all the way out. But the Lakers have a chance to go forward now, frankly. Well, there's an old line from Dizzy Dean, who was a pitcher in the 1930s for St. Louis, Hall of Famer. And he said, if you can do it, you ain't bragging.
Really? There's host Doug McIntyre commenting on Kobe Bryant's announcement that he would retire at the end of the season. McIntyre's an L.A. host, and his focus on Kobe Bryant, and as the basketball season sort of gets underway, we have a lot of football conversation going on the radio. And what goes on in the sports talk radio world normally comes in at number 10, no exception this week, on our talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go over all the items on that list in this hour, week ending Friday, the 4th of December. The top 10 talk topics, the Talkers Magazine folks, which you can find at Talkers Magazine, at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is, has monitored a lot of talk radio programs this week across the country, as has Ken Kessler, the producer of this program, so they know what the hosts are saying and what the ideas are, and that's how we put together this list, counting down from number 10 to number 1, and Kobe Bryant, I refer to him as the basketball dirtbag, is retiring. That's number 10, so let's keep moving.
Number 9.
Speaking of dirtbags, the police who are... Somebody's going to give me an email. The email address, by the way, is doug@dougsteffen.com. There are some police officers on trial in Baltimore. The so-called Freddie Gray trial going on this week. And earlier in the week on the Good Day program that I host Monday through Friday, I talked to our legal analyst, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, about whether he thought things in Baltimore would straighten out once the trial is taken care of.
Ultimately, you know, you have to have some hope or you just give in to, as you said, the kind of Wild West mentality. It is kind of interesting that the officer that they're choosing to put on trial first is an African-American officer, because there are six officers that are going to be tried separately. It also is interesting that the judge did not agree to take the trial out of the city, and it may have been more for political reasons than anything else, because the argument of the defense lawyers was, how are you going to find people that don't have strong opinions on this? As a matter of fact, there were people who were initially in the jury pool that have been arrested by these police or victims of crime in Baltimore. So it's I was surprised how quick the jury selection has gone. They questioned about 150 people in the first 2 days.
Didn't the judge say it's going to be over? This trial will be first over by December 17th.
Yep.
How does he predict that?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Well, he has an idea. He has a witness list, because all of the participants in this, the prosecution and the defense, have to provide their list to the judge. But yeah, I mean, it is kind of interesting. How do you make that kind of a prediction? But judges, generally, they're never wrong in their own courtroom. I remember being in a trial and some lawyer just lost it. He said, "Judge, you can't do that," and the judge, with a smirk, leaned forward, pulled on his robe, and said, "You see this? this says I can. You don't like it? Go somewhere else.
No. Well, can't you appeal when those sort of things happen? Yeah, you can do that. But
you can. But, you know, what will happen with the city, I think the best thing that will happen out of this trial will be a public airing of what happened with measured responses and testimony in favor by the prosecution and the defense, because the media in so many of these cases inflames, sometimes with legitimate facts, as we saw out in Chicago, where it took a reporter using the Freedom of Information Act to get the video released. Other times, as very much with the situation of Michael Brown, reporting hearsay that ended up being wrong. So I'm kind of glad that this will be a good public trial to see what happened.
Number eight, the so-called Cyber Monday. What a hoopla around all of the things that have been sold on the Internet. A lot of money has exchanged hands, shall we say, this past week. Talk host Matt Patrick, with a discussion going on here. Retail consultant Craig Johnson is on his program. They discuss whether this past Cyber Monday was really good as everybody has been saying it was across the board.
How did it go, in your view? Every number that I looked at, it appeared that it was slightly higher than last year, correct?
It was pretty good, but it's basically represents a promotion put on by the a lot of the retailers that has the effect of not increasing the size of the pie, of the Christmas spending pie, the holiday spending pie, but simply moving it forward from December into November. And so, yes, it was up modestly, year-over-year spending overall, mm-hmm. but it really just captures sales that would otherwise occur at the stores that go online, and it moves sales forward from December into November.
So what you're suggesting is that you can see these numbers, and they can be tweaked in many different ways to make you feel like more people have done this, and stores can use this as a promotion. But when you break it down, it's what, just about even as it was last year?
Yeah, it's slightly up year over year. The simple way to think about this, a Christmas spending pie, it used to be 60% was in December and 40% in November. What's happened is because of the Cyber Monday and the whole Black Friday weekend thing, it's now 55-45. Ballpark.
All right. Does that? I see. Look, when I look at something like this, or we talk about it, I see it as, you know, a gag. I see it as something people can do, something we can promote. Businesses can promote that, and I think that's fine. I think that helps them do exactly what businesses do. We do it too. You promote yourself. You try to get your customers to come to you and spend some money. So I like that idea. Would you agree?
Well, it's absolutely right. It's promotion. You know, holiday's always been promotional. I call it their version of something Hallmark did a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It created a Grandparents' Day. Never used to be a Grandparents' Day, but it was an occasion to sell more cards. And so it was created by the industry. Somebody had the idea. And so somebody had the idea for Cyber Monday. Well, let's get everybody cranked up, online shopping, a bunch of specials that would have occurred elsewhere during the holiday season. And it's promotional, and that's great. Hey, it's the American way.
It is the American way. Let's hear it for the American way. Three cheers. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. One of the things about America is that we can look at ourselves and course correct. We'll find out how that applies with the number seven issue this week. Next up, here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Card at Exxon or Mobil from start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This holiday season, how about a gift for our environment? By taking steps to reduce waste, we can lighten our environmental footprint. Here's Allison Wilson with Plastics Make It Possible with more.
We tend to generate quite a bit more waste over the holidays, but there are a couple of easy things we can do to cut back on food waste and packaging waste.
Unfortunately, a lot of food is wasted over the holidays, and spoiled food often ends up in landfills. So take good care of your leftovers this holiday season and help reduce food waste by storing food in airtight, resealable plastic bags and containers that help keep air and moisture away from perishable food. And make sure you recycle everything you can. More and more communities are now collecting everyday plastic packaging, from yogurt cups to bottles and caps. Plus, you can recycle plastic bags and plastic wraps, such as the wraps around cases of water bottles. Simply drop them in the storefront recycling bin at participating grocery and retail stores. Think of it as giving a little gift to our environment. For more information on plastics and recycling, visit PlasticsMakeItPossible.com. Happy holidays!
Number 7.
Next up on the countdown, the discussion of what's going on in Chicago. Here's radio host Joe Gillespie talking to Ryan Burrow, a reporter from ABC, about the latest from the Windy City, including the firing of the police chief and whether or not Mayor Emanuel ought to be the next to go.
Where does it go from here? Does it go all the way to Rahm?
Well, that's the question. I mean, he was asked whether or not he would resign. He said no, he would not. He said that that's going to be up to voters to decide, and we're still quite a few years out from that happening. Obviously, political pressure has been building. The one blind spot he's had through his administration, he's done a really good job of bringing business into Chicago. He's continued the progress of parks and the architecture and bringing in tourism to the city. But the gun violence and the gang violence has kind of been a blind spot for him. It's one thing that caused him a little bit of struggle to win re-election against a virtual no-name candidate named Chuy Garcia. A lot of people in the communities, both on the south and west side, think, you know, his main focus is downtown and not in the community. So it's been a struggle for him. The real key that I think a lot of these protesters, and they continue demonstrations today, although they will call for Rahm Emanuel's resignation, they want the Cook County State's Attorney to resign as well, Anita Alvarez, but her re-election term is up next year in 2016. So a lot of politics that go along associated with this, and a lot of these protesters could be plants by opponents to Anita Alvarez to try to get her to step down and kind of create some chaos going into that election.
Any more idea why it took so long for this tape to become public?
Yeah, that's the big question. Why? I mean, according to Anita Alvarez, the state's attorney, she handed it over to the Fed, and then when they began to investigate, these things took a lot longer. And she said that sometimes when federal agents get involved in investigations, they can take 12 months, sometimes up to 20 months. She seems to feel confident that she was just being thorough in the investigation. Obviously, we all know now that she saw the video over a year ago and handed it over to the FBI over a year ago. Many people here are not satisfied with that answer. They're not satisfied that the police department didn't release the video. And now, here in Chicago, we've got a second dash cam video of a second police-involved shooting that may indeed be released. That's causing some questions, too, in that case. And that one was over 13 months ago. In fact, just weeks before the Laquan McDonald shooting.
So the police are certainly under scrutiny in a number of conversations taking place this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our overview of the week of November 30th to December 4th continues in a matter of moments. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Program.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Okay, getting to number six as we round out this half hour on the Talk Radio Review. The situation in Syria, or actually probably more to the point, the refugee part of this. There are probably two or three different items this week on the countdown focused on the Middle East. And the refugees is one of the debates going on. What do you do with them? How good is it? And with a focus on America, here's host Jim Forsythe, who talks about the state of Texas filing a lawsuit to try to prevent Syrian refugees from being relocated to their state at all.
A family of six Syrian refugees is getting on a plane in Amman, Jordan. They're going to fly to London, to New York City, and then on to DFW Airport, where the plan is to settle these six Syrian refugees in the Dallas suburb of Richardson, which is where they have relatives. And an aid agency, which is assisting with resettling these six Syrian refugees, told us flat out that this is drawing a line in the sand in front of Governor Abbott. You'll recall that right after the Paris massacre that happened last month, Governor Abbott said he will not allow any refugees from Syria to be resettled in Texas. But the group of DFW International, which helps resettle international refugees in Texas, said, quote, "I believe the State Department has decided to use this case as a test, using this family as a way to stand up to the governor." Now, the governor is fighting back. The state of Texas filed a federal lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in Dallas trying to block this family of six Syrians from coming to Texas. Presumably, they're calling for U.S. Marshals to meet them at DFW Airport, put them back on the plane, and send them right back to the refugee camp in Jordan, where they've lived for the last 3 years. The lawsuit states, quote, "The federal government and the International Rescue Committee have left Texas uninformed about refugees that could well pose a security risk to Texans without any say in the process of resettling these refugees." So it's going to all come down to what a federal judge judge in Dallas decides. Governor Abbott, we spoke with him yesterday afternoon. He's in Havana, Cuba, where he is leading a trade delegation. But he reiterated what was in the lawsuit. He told us, quote, IRC has provided absolutely no guarantees and no information regarding the security of the situation. They have not refuted the information that's been provided by the National Security Director, who says there's a real concern about the possibility of terrorists being able to infiltrate the Syrian refugees. And the governor added, I'm relying on national security leaders, not refugee leaders. And it's my key responsibility to keep my fellow Texans safe. Now, the refugee groups, including the International Rescue Committee, tell us that ever since 9/11, some 750,000 refugees from the Middle East have been resettled in the United States. And so far, there is no indication that a single one of them has been involved in any sort of terrorist acts. Governor Abbott and the lawsuit point out that, yes, they know all about the resettlement of Middle Eastern refugees because Texas at this point has taken more than any other state. Mm-hmm. And he said at the very least, what the State Department and the refugee organization should do is not just start throwing these people into Texas, but sit down and talk with officials about who's coming, what their backgrounds are, what sort of vetting has been done, and why they feel that Texas is a logical place for these individuals. What the state wants through its lawsuit is communication and cooperation more than blocking these people and sending them back to Jordan. The refugee groups say this family has undergone vetting for the last 3 years in a refugee camp in Jordan, and there's nobody on the face of the planet who has gone through more vetting and interrogation than these six Syrians. So it all comes down to a ruling by the court, and presumably the court will rule before that plane lands at DFW.
What about, though, the practical side of how many of these people can be assimilated into American culture with all the illegals who are coming, with the quotas that exist from various other countries around the world? It's almost to the point, as silly as it sounds, that there are more people coming into this country to live than are being born as citizens into the country. Food for thought. I'm Doug Steffen. This
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is the program for super fans of News Talk Radio, which is about 10 to 15% of the general overall audience of News Talk Radio, the people who listen to the programs and the hosts and are really into what's being discussed. So we are here to mobilize all of these fans so that they can know at the end of every week, over the weekend, what is going on, the desirability of having these conversations sort of followed has been something we've proven over the years. This program has been on the air for 20 years. A lot of people who love these stations love to share with sometimes there's an argument about what the number one tune is the number one idea of what the best topic is of the week. That's where we give you the overview at DougStephan.com. You can tell us which one of the top 10 is the most important one for you. Let's review where we are right now, as a matter of fact, looking at the stories so far in the focus, the Kobe Bryant situation and sports talk radio in general at number 10. Number 9, the Freddie Gray trial and all the ancillary conversation that goes with that. There are lots of different points of view. But one thing is for sure, this is going to focus is not going to go away. Number 8 on the list this week, Cyber Monday and what came monetarily into our economy. Then we move ourselves into the number the next item is the number 7 item, what's going on in Chicago, and number 6, the refugees debate. So now let's get to number 5.
Number 5.
The battle against Daesh. I do not refer to them, as I explained last week on this program, as anything other than Daesh, because that's what they deserve to be called. It's a hated term. They despise being called that. So that's pretty good exercise for us to follow in with what others, Muslims and people in the Middle East, are calling them, because they sure don't. They certainly don't require or they don't deserve statehood. On my Good Day program this week, I talked to Patrick Poole, who's the National Security and Terrorism Correspondent from PJ Media. He says the situation with Daesh could very easily become a world war.
It's an active war zone, and you basically have everybody with their finger in the pie. But in this case, we see that Turkey, which is a NATO member, shooting down a Russian aircraft last week, an Su-24, that had crossed into its airspace for about 17 seconds, is honestly a measure that's out of bounds. And certainly the Russians have taken it as a pretext for escalation. You know, so here we are. We've got Turkey, which honestly is not a stable state. I mean, it's run by hardcore Islamists that a lot of evidence are indicating that they've been supporting and arming a lot of the jihadist knuckleheads in Syria. And we may get drawn in because of our NATO obligations. If Turkey invokes Article 5 of the NATO treaty, then suddenly we're in direct conflict with the Russians. And honestly, I'm not sure that any of our policymakers have even thought any of this out.
You also have found evidence that U.S. weaponry is being used against the Russians, and that will cause concern. I mean, I don't understand that so much, because there are basically four countries that manufacture most of the weaponry: U.S., Russia, China, and I don't even know who the... I think a lot of stuff comes out of Switzerland, actually, these days, in Germany. But anyway, not Germany, but Switzerland. Anyway, so even though there are only a few places where the ordnance is made, the Russians say, well, this the plane that was used from Turkey to shoot us down was an American-made plane, so therefore you're at fault as much as the Turks. I mean, how do you think that through?
Well, Turkey, because they are a NATO member, uses U.S. weapons platforms. But in this specific case, what we have video evidence of, as I reported to PJ Media, was that when the plane got shot down, the Russians, the plane crashed in Syria, not in Turkey. And there's a lot of evidence that the plane was shot down in Syrian airspace, not Turkish airspace, which again is gets more to the fault on our NATO ally Turkey's side. Mm-hmm. Is we have the video of them using a U.S. CIA provided TOW missile to destroy one of the rescue helicopters that was searching for the Russian pilots, and they as part of their agreement with the Obama administration, the rebel groups that receive these U.S. TOW missiles have to videotape it. And in fact, in the video, you can actually see the serial number on the frame. So, I mean, there's no doubt that they're using U.S. weapons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, these are the kinds of things that end up leading to world wars.
Number 4.
All right, let's see if we can get on to the, well, I don't know, this is any more optimistic. Some of these things are direct plays on the news. This one certainly is the situation, the specific situation. Look at all the time we're spending on what's going on in the Middle East. We have three items, number 6, number 5, and now number 4, focused on what's happening in the Middle East. Number 4 is a focus on the tensions, the relationship between Russia and Turkey. This is a clip from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, where host Alan Ludell talked to international correspondent Dorian Jones about the escalation of words and tensions between these two countries.
The war of words goes on between Russia and Turkey, with each side accusing the other of buying oil from the Islamic State. Dorian, your sense is to where this is going, and how are Turks reacting to it?
Well, the latest allegations from Moscow that have directly accused the Turkish president and his family of being involved in oil smuggling with the Islamic State, as you can imagine, hasn't gone down very well. The president has angrily rejected these charges. He stated if Moscow could make any of these charges, he would resign, but also said if they couldn't do that, then the Russian president should go. But there's this just ratcheting up already very tense relations between these two countries. And coupled to that, both sides are continuing to build up militarily along the Turkey-Syrian border. So no end in sight to these rising tensions at the moment.
Do people think it's only a matter of time before we have another incident, another plane shot down?
Well, I mean, that is the fear. I mean, in speaking to experts and analysts on this, they do say this really is a real possibility. We've got Turkey already deploying more fighter jets along the Turkey-Syrian border and saying that if any Russian plane violates its airspace, it will be shot down. We've got NATO announcing that it is going to assist Turkey in bolstering its air defenses, deploying special missile ships, possibly in the Eastern Mediterranean, and jets of its own and Turkish air bases. And at the same time, you've got the Russians, who have now, the sophisticated Su-34 jets are now carrying air-to-air missiles, and they are aimed at Turkish jets.
Number three.
Okay, number three, an international focus again, but it certainly involves us here in America, the continuing conversation about climate change. This time it's the Paris Climate Summit. Here's host Steve Scott with correspondent Pam Coulter. They discuss the global climate agreement that came out of the meeting in Paris this past week.
Tell us about the global climate agreement being worked out in Paris.
Well, Steve, some of the success of the agreement was baked in even before the 151 leaders showed up here in Paris, because they had commitments from about 180 countries to cut their carbon emissions. Now, they weren't the same commitments. Everybody made their own pledges, and it varied depending on the country. Some made much bigger commitments than others to cut carbon emissions, but it was an unprecedented thing that they were able to get that done ahead of time. Now, what the negotiators are going to be working on going forward is putting that into a package. The pledges are not binding, but the package itself, where a process is put in place where there would be regular reviews of the progress, and countries would have to reassess what was going on and if they could even increase their carbon cutting over time, that part of it would be binding as they go forward.
Are some of the big polluters, say China, on board with this?
Yeah, China last year made an agreement that it would cut its own carbon emissions, but right now their targets are not as ambitious because they're not in a position to do that quite yet. But there is a large sentiment in China now where they do feel like they have to take action. As you've seen, there's very bad pollution in China, and the public sentiment has come around to doing something about climate change. And they even, when the Chinese president was here for a state visit this year, announced that China would be doing a cap and trade program. So they are fully on board and helping the United States in terms of leading the rest of the world into participating.
All right, so there we have it. Number three, the climate focus. So many different things can be said about that and focusing on that, but I haven't got time to get into it right now. You can talk amongst yourselves, though, however, if that's what you'd like to do. Number two will be the focus of our attention in just a matter of moments after a pause that refreshes here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This holiday season, how about a gift for our environment? By taking steps to reduce waste, we can lighten our environmental footprint. Here's Allison Wilson with Plastics Make It Possible with more.
We tend to generate quite a bit more waste over the holidays, but there are a couple of easy things we can do to cut back on food waste and packaging waste.
Unfortunately, a lot of food is wasted over the holidays, and spoiled food often ends up in landfills. So take good care of your leftovers this holiday season and help reduce food waste by storing food in airtight, resealable plastic bags and containers that help keep air and moisture away from perishable food. And make sure you recycle everything you can. More and more communities are now collecting everyday plastic packaging, from yogurt cups to bottles and caps. Plus, you can recycle plastic bags and plastic wraps, such as the wraps around cases of water bottles. Simply drop them in the storefront recycle bin at participating grocery and retail stores. Think of it as giving a little gift to our environment. For more information on plastics and recycling, visit PlasticsMakeItPossible.com. Happy holidays!
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Number two.
All right, we're already at the number two position here on the countdown this week. Let's turn the page to the presidential race for next year. Here's host Matt Murphy with clinical psychologist Dr. Josh Klapow. They discuss Donald Trump's behavior, which doesn't seem to be hurting him at the polls at all.
The media seems to think that the next thing that comes out that they think, oh, we gotcha, whether they're doing it intentionally or not, it's the gotcha. It was the disabled guy, which Donald Trump can say all he wants. I don't think he meant to, but he was imitating the guy.
Yeah.
I won't say he was, quote unquote, mocking him, but he was certainly imitating the
guy.
They thought that was going to do it. And the latest is this 9/11 claim. Without getting into the particulars of whether that's true or not, the media seems to think that, well, this time the reaction is going to be different, and it never is.
No, or
it doesn't seem it is.
But it's also because he's fueling it. What I mean by fueling it is, you know, the other candidates, the degree of let's just say novelty in their behavior is not as much there. And you know, Donald Trump is, we don't know what's going to happen. Donald Trump is a novelty. He continues to be a novelty. And when I use the word novelty, I use it very carefully. I am not in any way diminishing him.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's new. It's different. So like you said, everybody is kind of waiting, not only, so the detractors are waiting to see, will this be his demise? And I think collectively, everyone is waiting to see, what's he going to do next? What's he going to say, good or bad? How's he going to behave? And he continues to do that. What I think is interesting from a psychological standpoint is, do we as a society habituate to that? So one of the things we know about human behavior is when there's something new or novel, we orient to it, we turn to it, we are attracted to it. When I mean attracted, it catches our attention.
Ben
right?
Carson has a little of that going on in his own way, right?
Yes.
He's different. He's soft-spoken.
Although it's harder with someone like a Ben Carson, when you're more soft-spoken, it's harder to grab attention. But yes, he is novel. He is different. The problem is that humans, after a period of time, that novelty wears off. We become used to it. And when we become used to it, the benefit of being different goes away. So what's going to be interesting for Carson and what's going to be interesting for Trump is because we started so early, will we at some point, we haven't yet, at least with Trump, maybe a little bit with Carson, mm-hmm. with Trump, we still as a group have not habituated. We have not gotten to the point where we're saying, oh, that's Trump. It doesn't draw my attention. Why? Because it's on every single media outlet.
All right. Media means news media. Translate news media. Grand old party, the Republicans, have sent out a memo that suggests Donald Trump is a reality check for the establishment. Maybe they're finally getting it, although it looks like they're trying to do everything they can still to keep him from getting the nomination. I'm betting on him, frankly. How about you? It's 51 past the hour on the countdown.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Yes, and at number one, the situation in California with those shootings in San Bernardino. Here's host Scott Sloan to get our conversation started. He's talking to ABC terrorism analyst Brad Garrett about the discussion focused on the terrorist part of this incident. Could it be terrorism?
The big question, of course, is workplace violence or terrorism?
Well, I guess it could be a combination of both. But the problem I have with that is this was clearly well planned.
Yeah.
The police are reporting there may be explosives at the center. They found explosives in the house, perhaps some in the vehicle. The way they tactically handled the two of them, based obviously on witness reporting, smooth, calm, cool, walk out to the vehicle, get in, drive off. That's people who've practiced.
Yeah.
And it just strikes me that there probably was a round two at another location they didn't get to.
Wow. And the thing, too, right, is the guy comes in, allegedly there's some argument or disagreement. We're still trying to figure out what that was about. When it's a workplace situation, that individual may go to the car, may go home, get a weapon, come back. He's a lone shooter. But he comes back a period of time later. They have long guns. He brings at least another person with him. The woman in this case is Shafin Malik, his girlfriend, fiance, whatever it might be. They're wearing tactical vests, tactical gear. They do it, as you said, executed people calmly, coolly, collectively, they get in the SUV, they drive away. And so, yeah, it's you know, it sounded like it was workplace violence, whatever set this guy off, but clearly he had been planning something. Could this be a sleeper cell? And the guy just said, okay, I'm upset, I'm angry, now's the time.
Quite possibly. That interaction, whatever it was, inside that hall, pushed him over the edge. And instead of launching day after tomorrow, they launched yesterday. I think it'll be interesting to see. And maybe he had that crowd tagged all along, and it just worked out that yesterday was a better day. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But to go back to what you asked me originally, it's got the flavor of much beyond workplace violence, in my view, although I guess that could be a component of it.
All right, so that's the first half of the story. Second half covered by radio host Kim Kerrigan, here talking to former Boston Police Superintendent Dan Linsky about the troubling facts regarding this male shooter who seemed to be sort of normal, functioning member of our society.
By all accounts, he was an American-born citizen. He had a job. He had a baby. He apparently had either a wife or a fiance. He had no criminal record. He bought guns legally. I mean, yes, he was of the Muslim faith. That leaves a lot of questions for a lot of people. But really, we had no reason to suspect that this could be a guy who would walk in and be part of killing 14 people.
Yeah, well, actually, we're starting to hear some information that, maybe we did have reason to suspect. So there's reports now that he had traveled recently to the Middle East. And that's his fear in shootings after that travel. That's a story we've heard before. We saw that story with Tamlin Denayev here in our own region. There's a neighbor who was reporting on CNN today that she was seeing large groups of people concerning, she defined them as Arabic people, in and out of the home at odd hours in the evening time and early morning and acting very suspicious, is how she put it. So maybe somebody saw something, and her comment that I heard on the radio was she didn't want to profile and say anything. We don't, it's just like when you see drug activity in the neighborhood or you see people hanging around cars that you think might be broken in. If you see something, you got to call it out. You got to report authorities. They would rather be wrong than miss it.
Is it time for us to start profiling?
You profile the behavior. You don't profile the person or the religion. There are many friends of mine and friends of all of ours who are in the Muslim faith, and you saw people upset, even his own family, that apparently he betrayed his religion. This is not what true believers in Islam beliefs. This is what these Islamic jihadists believe. But there are telltale signs when people start to get radicalized. They change their appearance. They change their way they operate. We saw that with Denayev. We saw that with others. And it's when people start going outside the norms that we should be looking at them. That's what we should be profiling, the behavior, not the religion, but the behaviors of those who are acting outside the religion.
And just as we start the weekend, looks like authorities have found pipe bombs and other things in this fellow's garage. So, as they suggested there in that conversation, this was a well-planned attack. Let's recap quickly. The Kobe Bryant retirement is number 10. Freddie Gray is 9. Cyber Monday, 8. Police Department of Chicago is 7. Syrian refugee debate is 6, along with other things in the Middle East, 5 and 4. Climate Summit, 3. Presidential race, 2. And the shootings in California, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and...
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and
wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.